Metal Mouth. Story by Julie Mitchell. Illustrated by Heath McKenzie. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Bad News. My life used to be all right. I wasn't the best-looking kid in my class, but I was okay to look at. At least I didn't have braces, like Emma Green. She had a big old set of metal ones, and I felt very sorry for her. Like I said, my life was okay. But one day, I got some very bad news.
Brad,
Mum said,
I've just had a talk with the dentist. She wants me to send you to someone who can fit braces right away.
There was more bad news. I was getting the old kind of braces. The same kind as Emma Green.
No!
I shouted. A week later, I had a face full of metal. Now there were two people in my class I felt sorry for. One of them was me. Chapter 2. Stuck. Having braces was bad, but what happened next was terrible. One stormy afternoon, I was walking home from school. Suddenly, there was a loud crack, and lightning hit the ground in front of me. I got a terrible fright. I felt my hair stand up on end. I told Mum about it when I got home, but I didn't find out I had a problem until later. As I was putting my school notes together, something very odd happened. When I ate dinner that night, my fork stuck to my braces.
That's not a good look, Brad,
Mum said.
Stop playing with your food.
I'm not playing, I said, pulling at the fork. My braces are like a magnet.
The lightning must have done it,
Mum said, as she pulled off the fork.
Don't worry, I'm sure the effect won't last.
I hoped Mum was right. The school dance was coming up, and the girls would be wearing lots of jewellery. I didn't want any of it ending up in my mouth. Chapter 3. A Terrible Shock. The next day, my braces were still magnetic, so I tried to keep my mouth shut. But in science class, I forgot. I said something to my friend, and the little bits of metal we were using flew up and into my mouth. At lunchtime, I had a problem with a tap.
Are you all right?
Asked a voice behind me. I turned around. There was Emma Green, and she was smiling at me. I opened my mouth to say, yes, thanks. And the next thing I knew, my braces were locked onto Emma's. It was a terrible shock. But we got free. Sorry, Emma, I said. I'm having a problem with my braces. Then I told her all about it. She laughed, and that made me laugh too. Emma and I talked for a long time. Suddenly, I understood something. Emma and I were becoming friends, and having our braces didn't matter at all.